Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be provided by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled Return to Service and comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 9. Before we bring Brother Griffin on today, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time, so ladies and gentlemen, I will bring you Brother Ben Griffin, who will provide us with words of encouragement, followed by our closing prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and thank you for another warm welcome. Thank you, Grace Nurture, and the Grace View Church of Christ, and all our supported listeners who support this telecast. May God be with you through your day, and that your day be prosperous in the name of the Lord. Today's words of encouragement centers around one of the greatest well-known prophets of the Old Testament by the name of Elijah. We are familiar with him when you go back to 1 Kings chapter 17, where we realize that he went to, upon God's command, he went towards King Ahab, and because of King Ahab had led the nation of Israel into infamy, into adulterous worship, to whoredom, and all sorts of diabolical practices as a nation of God. And Elijah went to him and told him that it was not going to rain upon the earth for these many days, and it didn't. But this infuriated King Ahab. And God's word came to Elijah for him to flee and go to Shinareth, there by a brook. God would feed him, and therefore he could drink the water from the brook, and ravens would bring him food. And when that became depleted, so to speak, God told him to go to Zarephath, and there he would meet a widow. And his widow woman had no provisions for herself nor her son, only one cup of meal and some oil. And she told him that they're going to cook this and make a little cake, and she and her son are going to die. But he had asked her for some water. And so the widow did. Being that she was a widow, she had nothing for herself. But Elijah told her that he needed to be served first. And so she did. And as a result, he blessed her home, and they ate, and they ate, and they ate. But her son died, and Elijah brought him back from the dead. And now she affirmed that, yes, you are certainly a man of God. And so his fame grew and grew and grew, and then time came for him to go back to Ahab after 3 years and to tell him that God was not pleased with him as a king. And so we are known from this famous ordeal in 1 Kings 18, where Elijah went upon Mount Carmel, and he had a competition with the false prophets. And God demonstrated his power by licking up the water. The fire came down from heaven, and all the idols and all the sacrifices that the false prophet presented, hoping that their God would show up, but he never did. But Elijah's God did, and as a result, Elijah had killed all the prophets, of the false prophets of Israel, for they had led God's people into idolatrous worship. But the story doesn't stop there. We find then that Ahab had a wife by the name of Jezebel, and Jezebel was a ruthless queen. And for whatever reason it may be, she inflicted fear into the heart and life of Elijah. And he took off, and he came to a place of Beersheba near the Jordan, near the city of Jezreel. And there he began to go into deep, deep depression. And he wound up in a cave. And he wouldn't stop sleeping, wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink. He felt that he was the only person that was working on behalf of God. He was the only prophet who was alive. And so the word of God came to him again while he was in the cave. And God's word, when we read 1 Kings 19:1-9, the word of God came to him through a messenger, and the word was, "Why are you here?" That is, Elijah, why are you in this cave? You see, everywhere he had gone after God had given him word and instruction to go, he was successful. But at this point, God had never told him to go flee to Beersheba or to Jezreel. And there he went. He got in deep depression. He went into a cave. God was calling him out of his cave. God wanted him to return to service. And the voice, the small voice, came to him, and he did. But the story doesn't stop there. Because could you imagine yourself waiting for a bus to go to work or go to school or to even get home? It's late, it's dark, and raining at night. And the bus that you've been waiting for shows up and passes you by, and the sign on the marquee says, "Out of service." Or it may be that you are traveling somewhere and you need to use the restroom, and you go and you see a sign that says, "Out of service." I just wonder sometimes what goes on through our mind when we have those sort of disappointments. But more so, to a greater degree, I wonder how God feels sometimes when we, his children, for whatever reason may be, we're out of service. We're out of service because of depression, a disappointment, loneliness. Marriage is not functioning as it should. Maybe the church is not as it should. Or maybe you've been betrayed by a friend. Whatever the case may be, you're out of service. You're not functioning as God would have you to function. Elijah became dysfunctional or unfunctional, and God needed him to finish the task. And the story doesn't end there. So Elijah did come to the edge of the cave, and he heard the small voice. And he was tired and weary. But God told him that he would have a successor for him by the name of Elisha. But God wanted him to go and pass the mantle to ordain, to anoint Elisha. And Elisha would, in fact, relieve him as a successor. Sometimes we want to quit the job before it's time, but we can't. We're encouraged in 1 Corinthians 15:58, that be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. See, Elijah thought that all his labors, all his efforts were in vain. We're going through this coronavirus episode. Many preachers, strong supporters of preachers, preachers' wives, Sunday school teachers, we have to go via website, we webmail, we have to communicate now through Zoom and all other electronic mediums, and seem like our kids are no longer interested in coming to Sunday school. The parents won't come to Sunday school, and now we're going through all of these gymnastics trying to keep the church going, trying to mobilize the troops, trying to mobilize the servants of God. And it seems like at times, as a preacher, as a teacher, as a church leader, that no one seemed to be on fire, excited about the faith as we once were prior to COVID. And it's quite depressing. It's quite discouraging. And we just want the church as a whole to return to service. My plea to all of us today, as church leaders, as those who are in roles, function as leaders, don't become weary in well-doing, because we will reap if we faint not. Let us not developed the Elijah syndrome. Yes, Elijah did some great things for God, super things, fantastic things for God, but he allowed Jezebel, an adversary, to inflict fear and shut him down, closed him off, sent him into deep depression, and it took God to come back and retrieve him. God will come. God has come. God shall come to retrieve his servants. But when you get the unction for God, don't fight. Come back to service. Return to service of God. The church needs you. Sometimes, as we don't realize, even as preachers and teachers, that we stand between eternity and sometimes our closest friends who, or our coworkers who are not of the faith, they're waiting for a word from us. They're waiting for a nudge from us. And we are wondering sometimes, well, if I tell them what I really want to tell them, they will no longer be my friend. Sometimes we're the last ones that they will ever get a chance to hear about eternity. Let us return to service and let us be functional on behalf of God. May God bless you and may keep you as we continue to labor on this time, son of life. Let us labor together for the faith of the gospel. As Paul says, I'm set for the defense of the gospel. Yes, we need collective leadership in our churches, but also we need individual leadership at all as well. Elijah felt he was the only one doing something, but he wasn't. God had preserved through a servant Obadiah many more prophets. And so Elijah, when we look at the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey says, we find that he returned to service and he went and pronounced judgment on Ahab and Jezebel. And Ahab repented, but he did later along died in the heat of a battle. But Jezebel, she died a very gruesome death at the hands of Jehu and his eunuchs. And so God has a way of doing what God does, but he wants you and I to remain in service. And if somehow we get discouraged and we fall out of service, let us return to service. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful and delightful for being able to call you our God and have your son Jesus Christ to be our King. We pray for strength and might, foresight and insight to those things that are around us, realizing that we're in the midst of a international worldwide epidemic known as COVID-19, and it has discouraged many of your servants from walking in your will and being in your way. We pray that we come out of our caves, come out of our state of despondent, come out of our state of bewilderment, come out of our state of lethargic, come out of our state of just being run down and beaten down. Let us hold up the bloodstained banner once again, and let us do what God called us to do, that's proclaim the good news, live the life of Christ in spite of the dangers that are around us. David said that you prepared the table for me in the presence of our enemies. Yes, the enemy is sin and coronavirus, but we must still feed and be fed. May God bless us and keep us today as we ask of this in your son Christ's name. In your son Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
All night, sing it all day. My soul, it would take now the angel.